Modbot.ai. Subtext has since turned into text, and children's television producers have gone from winking at their characters' personal lives to creating characters for openly gay adults and children. We also won't look at the sexual and political leanings of Tinky Winky, the purple devil in the Teletubby's purse that some leaders on the religious right see as part of a plan to promote gay acceptance among children. So when Falwell claimed in 1999 that he found out one of the Teletubbies was gay, it struck him as yet another example of his own mixture of meanness and absurdity. Jerry Falwell made a living finding gay people who didn't own them. In the years leading up to his alleged denunciation, many publications wrote about the gay community's acceptance of Tinky Winky as their own. The 10-year-old Teletubbies, which feature four round, brightly colored characters loved by children around the world, have been targeted by religious conservatives after Falwell suggested that Tinky Winky might be homosexual. For conservative Christian groups such as the American Family Association, the presence of gay characters on television is a prime example of what is wrong with human-centered morality. I define lesbian characters and gay characters as those who express feelings of attraction to people of the same gender. Homosexual fictional characters were in the distant future, and bisexual roles were even further away. Gay and lesbian nobles have gone to court to fight discrimination in half a dozen shows. While television has reached a reasonable level of occasional inclusion of gay characters, bisexual roles remain rare. And today I'm amazed at the ease with which gay characters and non-standard celebrities present themselves on the small screen. Some of the most popular shows of the decade included regular gay or bisexual characters who were treated week after week as an ongoing part of life, but he was right that children's television, and culture in general, has grown accustomed to homosexuality. He told Katie Couric that kids are running around with bags and acting effeminate, and the idea that men are men, women are excluded and gays are okay, is something that Christians don't agree with. When Falwell died in 2007, Tinky Winky was featured in almost all of his obituaries. When the show was exported to the United States, Tinky Winky's reputation came with it, but Falwell saw something strange in Tinky Winky, Teletubby's closest friend. It really came to my mind when I noticed people like Spencer and Johnson arguing about third position like it has currency in America when it doesn't really. His young characters are amazed at the moment when they realize their mortality and come to the knowledge of death. The agenda in the 21st century is the development of a new brand of white politics, not tied to the old governance models of the system. Over time, people noticed things like this and developed strange ideas about the nature of the ruling elite and its information management, but the elite did it themselves. The problem with alt-right and the Occidental Observer is that all these things are just internet fanzines that only exist on the internet. An important aspect of the problem is that alternative law subcultures are fundamentally completely and utterly deaf to American culture and its political heritage. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Episode 1466. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.